Hello.
Hey, what's up, Key? Welcome to Tiara Tuesdays.
Hey, how are you?
Good. I'm so excited. I finally got you on here.
I know, right? It's been like a hit or miss.
I'm glad our schedules collided. Did you know that today in Black History, that is April 4th, 1968, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated?
Well, yep, I did know. Thank you. I actually forgot. I wasn't thinking that, you know, it was going in together, but yes.
I know, that's crazy. I actually did a podcast on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. In this history segment I was doing, just informing people about different historians that they may not know about or that they may need to know more about. So I definitely wanted to mention that for those that didn't know that.
Hello.
Okay, so I'm glad I got you here. So you are the host of your own show, or one of the hosts of your own show, right? Talk to Me Tuesdays?
Yes.
And so I'm Tiara Tuesday, so I thought it was only fitting for us to collaborate.
Hello? It only made sense, right?
Okay, so I've been doing these stripper chronicles, and today I wanted to talk about, like, the whole guest experience. Like, how was it going to the strip club for people as, like, opposed to me working at the strip club.
Got you. Okay. Get another perspective, a different end.
Yes. And I was thinking about my first time going to the strip club, too. I'm like, when was my first time going to the strip club? I'm like, I think it was in New York. Because, you know, they vary state to state. Like, a strip club in New York is going to be much different than a strip club in Atlanta. And I feel like people think that they're all the same.
I have to agree. I've been to a couple different strip clubs in different cities, and it's a different experience.
So what was your first time going to the strip club? What was the state? How, like, you know, roughly how old was you? Because I had a fake ID. I was 18 going to my first.
I wasn't that, like,
you weren't curious?
I waited until I was 21. My first experience at a strip club was at a guys, you know, all guys strip club, I guess. And I did not like it at all.
Yeah, I felt guys be so oily, but what didn't you like about it? They'd be a little bit too greasy for me.
Did you say they'd be too oily?
Yeah, you know, like when you dancing on them, like, I don't know if it's sweat. Because, I mean, this is a little bit, like, off topic, but, like, I hate a guy during sex that sweats on you completely. Yeah.
Oh,
so
my
that's
gosh.
What I think when I think of an oily guy. So, but what did you like about the male strip club?
Okay, so the oil is definitely one. But, okay, I don't know. I do not get aroused by a guy, like, slinging his thing in front of my face. Like, I just couldn't. I wasn't mortified, but I just was like, oh, no, okay. Like, I don't know. It's nothing. It was nothing there for me.
Stands out. It gets your attention. It's nothing to grab like a woman. And you know, guys, they be wearing baseball cups anyway. So really, they just thrust in their body. I feel like you just, as long as you look like an Abercrombie model, you look like, you know, you ready to go work out. Like, guys,
right.
Just be too buff for mm-hmm. no reason. Like, why are you this buff? Like, oh, maybe they're stripping on the side. Like, who knows?
Right. And I don't know. Like, I'm attracted to guys that have muscles anyway. You know what I mean? Like, so I'm like, I get that in real life. Like, I don't really need to go to a strip club and you know what I mean? Get that.
And get that. What about strip male strippers doing like home visits, like erotic massages? So I worked at two different strip clubs that had male workers, you know, and a lot of them would do like happy ending type massages. Would you ever do one of those? I think I would. I'm curious.
So we actually did one, me and the co-host of Talk to Me Tuesday, which is Z, we planned for our friend's bachelorette party. And so we ordered the male strippers because, you know, that was her thing. So like, yeah, cool.
And bachelorette party, I feel like you got to have strippers, male or
yes,
female.
Male or female, right? So I actually, don't judge me on this, but so I, you know, we planned them out. He was like, can you assist me or whatever? So I'm in the room, like, helping him put oil on, right?
And so yeah, I was wondering, assist him with what he need help with?
Right, exactly, right? So
just come out naked.
That's all we need you to do. Thank you.
Ball swinging. Bro, with John Witherspoon said, bitch, doing the Ball Johnson dance.
Hello? But so after I helped him with that experience, I had that experience, I went in the room. I rolled up and I was in touch with nature. I let the girls do their thing. I don't like he's flipping you all around and stuff. I'm like, oh no, hold on, baby.
A workout, right?
Yeah, no, you're not picking my big tail up and flipping me and then my head been to fell out or something. No, I'm not doing it. I went right in the room. They were like, where were you at in the room? Like, I'm good.
You didn't partake? No. You know, honestly, you know, male strippers, they don't even make as much. So I guess, you know, they got to do these private parties to kind of like keep afloat. I feel like mostly like bridal parties do support them. But that's funny that you're like, I'm just going to opt out of this one. I'm just going to go to the room and smoke.
You know? I did. I threw him like as I'm walking by them and he's like on the ground with a girl. I threw him some money and I went in the room. Like, oh no, I'm not. This is not my life.
This is my offering. I'm going to just throw you a couple dollars.
Hello? Throw something in a collection plate and I'm done. Okay.
and I'm just going to bow out gracefully. Okay, so you more like the female strip clubs then.
Yeah, so I actually had me and one of my brothers, he's not my real brother, but we had our birthday parties at a strip club in D.C.
Oh, that's lit. I never been to D.C.
And it was fun. It was awesome. Like, I can't complain. I actually I've been to 2 strip clubs for my birthdays. Now that I think about that. But yeah.
Did you do any private dances? Like, you know, the female strip clubs, they got them private rooms and stuff. Or did you just stay like on the main floor?
No, we did all of that. We did the private dancing, got that experience. One of my friends had set it up for me and my brother. So we had to, it was actually 3 girls in a room with us and it was just me and him. And like, we had the best time.
Okay, you thought it was worth it? Because a lot of people don't think that those private experiences are worth it.
Yeah, we had fun. I don't know, like, you know, compared to anywhere else, but with DC, their strippers, they were doing their thing. So definitely shout out to them. So
okay, yeah. DC strippers. Okay, yeah. They know what it is.
Absolutely.
And do you more like a natural female stripper or like does she got to have fake titties and boobs? Because I feel like it's like the norm for these strippers nowadays, especially with social media personifying like women is like got to look like Kim Kardashian, which I think is absurd, you know?
No, I think I think the female body itself is just a beautiful work of art. So I don't feel like it should matter. Like, I don't, you know what I mean? Like, I don't really have a preference like, oh, she got to have a huge fake fat ass and fake tits. Like,
that. I'm a titty girl myself. I love nipples, you know? I'm not like,
I'm
dickly, but as far as like, going to the strip club as a guest or just interacting as a dancer with other dancer. Like, yeah, I like to feel on and some real titties. Honestly, there are not many, I can say, I worked in various states and there are not many natural strippers. I feel like either you have a fake ass or you got fake titties, you know?
Yeah.
Like you got one or the other. And I just feel like you shouldn't get that unless it's something you always wanted, you know? Like I really want to get my, I don't have kids yet, but I really want to get my tits lifted after I have kids. And, you know, you got to give them the milk from the titty. I feel like they're going to be all saggy and stuff. So I want to lift them up. But other than that's something I always wanted, though. Like, you know, because I see my mama titties and they're just like nothing. Like sucked all the meat out of them. Like just left her girl with little A cups. Like,
oh, she got little powder puffs.
Yes, girl. And then my sister, she just had a baby and her tits are huge. I mean, she's still breastfeeding, though. So I'm just thinking it's all milk. But I'm just like, once that milk come out of there, I just see, and she used to have little bitty boobs. So yeah. I don't know. Long story short, I got to get my titties lifted after I have a kid.
I understand. Like, I breastfed with my first child for a little bit, and it definitely affects you. You know what I mean? It definitely alternates something, makes some alterations to your chest area. So I understand. Completely.
My mama said she didn't we getting a little off topic, but it's cool. My mama said she didn't breastfeed my brother after me because she had such a traumatic experience breastfeed, like she couldn't get me to latch on. So I don't know, really, I'm like, oh, I really don't want to do it. But, you know, they say it's really good nutrients for the baby, you know, so we'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Yeah, absolutely. I think everybody has their preference. I tried it with my like I said, my first child for a few months, and then the second one, I'm like, oh no, nah, baby, we can't do this again. So I understand. Mama knows now, best.
I want to know, what was your expectations like when you went to the strip club as compared to like how it was? Because for me, I went in, when I first went to the strip club, I went in there not even wanting to spend no money. I didn't even want to go. I feel like I was really dragged there by my sister and her friend. We was visiting in New York, and they like, no, let's go. I'm like, no, I don't want to spend no money on these bitches. It's already expensive enough. You know, I was young and 18. I went in there. I actually got a dance, spent more money than I thought, you know? Like, mm-hmm. So I'm just curious. Was, like, did it suit your expectations? Or you just... Was you mind blown? Or because I'd have been in strip clubs where it's like dead too, where I'm like bored, like it's 2 a.m. and this is like there's no one in here.
I've experienced both. Early on, I think like before I even experienced the strip club, I thought it was going to be like you walk in and it's just a bunch of half naked people everywhere. I was really nervous, honestly, going into my first experience at a strip club.
Was it a topless? Was it full nude or top? Because I've never done a full. I forgot because I'd be forgetting about the full nude. I've never like stripped at a full nude place because I don't know. I just be like, but Gucci Mane said that you know you ain't showing pussy in the strip club.
Oh, okay. See, I haven't been there.
Or was it topless? You just only went to a topless one.
I've been to a topless one. I did experience one, but it was really like awkward. And I was young, so like she was doing like tricks and she had like some things that she kind of made disappear, and I was like, oh my god, like
traumatizing, right?
Now that I'm a little older, I'm like, okay, you know, that's what she was doing. But going into a strip club and you're like, never knew about that beforehand, and you're like, oh,
I wasn't ready for that.
I was not ready. But I enjoyed it though. Like, I'm not even gonna lie to you, like I've never really been to a female strip club and I had a bad experience.
That's good. You never feel like they was trying to get over, because you know it is about money, because that's the thing. Mm-hmm. People come in there and they're like, oh, I know you. Because I hate people in there trying to find a wife or a best friend. Mm. Want to talk you to death. Like, I'm at work. I don't come to your job.
Right.
Trying to get free services. So did you feel like it was all about the money? Or did you forget that you was even paying for the experience? Like,
yeah, no, I didn't feel like it was all about the money. Because as far as with our birthdays, we didn't really have to drop a lot of money because it was already, everything was kind of already paid for. Our friends was just throwing us money to throw at them.
So it was like a throw ones type of situation.
It was definitely a throw ones type of situation.
Okay. I haven't worked at any, like, except for that little, I had discussed doing that amateur night in Atlanta, but I've never like really had to work for once because I'm skinny. So I feel like I can't really make nothing shake. I'm more trying to find them people that want a best friend, they want somebody to talk to. Oh my god, yes, let's talk, continue to pay me. So them ones work for me. But then, you know, I didn't been to clubs, right, where I mean, this girl, I thought her pussy, I'm like, what, you know, they was like so long and elongated, you know, and she, like she put a dollar in there.
Wait, I'm sorry, what?
You know, yes, girl, and she shot it out. This was in San Francisco.
Oh, she had a whole money machine attached.
I'm like, oh my god, you know. So, yeah, I've been to both, and I've been on both ends. But like, I've been to the full nude ones, but definitely never like stripped full nude. Cause you know, like I did it one time at the amateur night, and your vagina, I feel like has to always be intact,
mm-hmm.
has to always be shaved. And then I tried to get my pussy shaved one time, or waxed, not shaved, you know, you shave it yourself, but waxed. Yeah. And it got to be really hairy. They told me I didn't have enough hair, and I feel like I grew out a good amount.
Really? So, okay.
Yes. You never tried that? You never tried to get waxed?
Nope.
Oh, my God. Because it seemed like it's so much smoother.
Mm-mm. I believe you.
Are you?
And I believe your experience. Scared? I'm just not, like, I might do it this year because I've been, like, talking about me being more girly. But yeah, I haven't experienced that yet. I don't know if I want someone to like rip something off my asshole.
Hey, no, I haven't got, I was just telling my man, cause he's white. So, you know, his asshole is darker. I'm like, you should get your asshole bleached and you should get it waxed. He's like, what if you do it? Like, I'm not a professional. Like he had the same thing. I don't want nobody looking at my asshole and,
Wait a minute.
That's scary.
So that's a thing.
I'm like, I've done it. It's not that bad. They won't judge you. They probably do be talking shit after. Like,
I didn't know that that was really a thing, though. Here. So you can really like, so with a Caucasian, their buttholes are darker, so you can actually get a bleach. I thought that was a joke.
Oh, really? Oh my god. Okay, so you never. We're going to talk about interracial dating on your podcast. But no, that's so funny that you say that. No, okay, because it's like, so for me, and I think this is like for everybody, isn't your ass darker or lighter than your like actual skin? Like my ass is darker than the rest of my skin. So I feel like it's the same for them, but it's just weirder because, you know what I'm saying, they're like white.
I know, like I have so many questions like, now. Like, is it brown?
Yeah. No, I would just...
Yes. Really?
Yes, like you got a brown asshole. Now, I'm not saying all white men or all white people have brown assholes.
It's possible.
My current partner has a brown asshole.
Wow. For sure. Like,
and that's why I'm like, you should bleach it. And then, because it, like, you know, we shower together. Mm-hmm. It just be throwing me off, like, sometimes. Like, he has brown assholes.
That's so interesting.
Like, I know, right? Hey. Dating different races, which is a good segue to do your show. So thanks for coming on and filming with me. I really appreciate that our schedules finally aligned. To tell the people where they can find you and your sister.
Absolutely. So I am, again, our podcast is called Talk to Me Tuesday. It's the number 2 with an S on the end of Tuesday. We are on all platforms where podcasts are streaming, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. Our IG is Talk to Me Tuesdays. Again, the number 2. That's on the end of Tuesdays. And yeah, I'm Key, one half of Talk to Me Tuesdays. Yeah.
Show some support to her, Key. Again, I'm really thankful that you came to support. I really like working with other African American women as well because I feel like we don't empower each other.
Absolutely.
Enough. You know, like we put each other down. Right. So that was good. And y'all know y'all can find me on Spotify and Anchor. And don't forget to comment on this podcast on Apple Podcasts or DM me on Instagram at TRL Christopher. Young bitch lit, I'ma shake some. If you got money, you know I'ma take some. Whoever I'm fucking, these bitches won't nix you. Eating my leftovers, that's not a flex. Bitches ain't fucking with me and this jewelry. I need a nigga that know what to do with me. If I'm too hot, so these bitches ain't cool with me. Fucking thick, he wish it was two of me. Poppin', bad bitch, keep me an option. Wavy, hoes see me and get nauseous. Famous, leave with the nigga you came with. Dangerous, I don't fuck around with no lame shit. Excuse me, we tryna get by with that Uzi. Finna let them bust off some rounds in this Gucci. Bitch, tryna fit all his ass in the Tucci. Bitch, finna go broke, tryna outcome me. If I'm not the hottest, who is? She got a booty fetish trying to steal my shit. M to the lawyer just to handle my bed. See, run the cage just to cover my wrist. Bopped out and I want to see what that mouth out. Start from the bottom to the top like a countdown. Everybody pull out their phone, I pop out. Pop it. Bow.